Arabella, can you tell us a little bit about how you started off as a photographer?
Well, I studied photography at college, and I was living and working in London, and I got involved in community arts. There was a big photographic community art scene in London at the time. And I was interested in the way that photography can operate with different communities and in different communities and raise people's awareness about sort of issues and ideas and be a constructive way of kind of empowering people, I guess. And so that's where I kind of developed my practice, was working with different community groups and exploring photography as a creative practice.
And in your own practice, do you make a distinction between your own practice and the work that you as a community-based photographer?
A lot of my own... Yes, there's a very clear difference in my head, but a lot of my work comes from the community work that I've done. I've worked with people in the past that has informed the way that I've then created a piece of work, and sometimes people's voices become part of that work. And they're aware of that process, but because I don't actually photograph the people I'm working with, it's a separate response. It's my own response to some of the ideas that have generated through working in different groups. So that has happened, but I think I also use photography, or historically I used photography within community sessions for those people. It wasn't simply a research tool for me. It was a way of providing opportunities for people to engage in photography. Mm. So it's kind of both.
A bit both. As a practitioner, are there any particular sets of issues or ideas, concepts that have been important to you, or continue to be important for you?
I suppose... For me, because I'm a woman, I'm interested in how women are represented, and that's always been a theme of my work. It's not necessarily at the forefront of all my work, but it is something that interests me. I'm interested in the photographic image and the way that, in terms of the way it represents people generally, but particularly. I guess I've become more interested in the way that that women are represented and how the surface of that is captured, if you like, in the photograph is so important and problematic. And so that's become an issue across several pieces of work that I've undertaken. Yeah.
Thinking about the work, some of the work that you've made recently, some of that work is quite... I don't know whether you'd agree, but it has a sort of portraiture basis to it. Is that a recent aspect of your work, or is it?
Yes, I suppose for a long time I've worked predominantly in still life work, and I've created scenes in the studio or in a domestic setting, but completely controlled by me. Very occasionally in that work there have been people used, but mostly... They're empty scenes, although the implication is that people have been there. So they're very much about people, the works that I've made, but the people themselves aren't in the images. I then, more recently, decided that I wanted to, or needed to actually physically use people in the pictures. And I became interested in how that choice of who you put in a picture influences the way it's read, and how you can... So again, it's very much... using people almost like a still life object rather than a portrait. So it's certainly the portraits in that they are photographs of people, but the portraits are not specifically related to the person as they are. They are constructs in my world. So they are models, really, rather than portraits.
That's interesting. And do you think that do you have to persuade people to participate like that, or is that something that people respond to readily?
I think most people are quite uncomfortable in front of the camera, and I think that if you direct them, they are often quite happy to do that. I'm always very clear with people about what the work is about and what I'm trying to do with the work, so that and if I'm partly into a piece of work, I'll show examples of what I'm trying to do. So people are very aware of what it is that I'm asking them to do. So they are, but I think if you direct people, in lots of ways, they're more comfortable than trying to be themselves, because we're not quite sure how to be ourselves.
Mm.
So that makes, in some ways, that makes it easier. In a sense, you separate and simply direct them, and they don't have to take any particular responsibility for that. So I think people are happy to do that.
You've worked in a variety of contexts in your career. Some of those contexts seem quite challenging contexts. Are there any particular instances which you could reflect on that were different?
I guess you have always used photography in the way that lots of people do, as a way into a lot of different environments that are of interest to me. So I've worked in a community setting with a range of different groups, homeless people, drug users or ex-drug users, young people in trouble, that kind of thing. I've also worked in prisons. And because I'm not a documentary photographer, I don't go into those environments and take photographs. In fact, in all those cases, I've gone into those environments and worked with people to allow them to take photographs and to use them in relevant ways within the context that they're based. Photography can be a very... it's a very interesting thing within the prison context. I was working particularly with women in prison, and there, if you go into women's prison cells, they're full of photographs, usually, of their family. But they don't get photographed themselves in prison, so that whole period of their life doesn't exist photographically. So by bringing in cameras and letting them photograph each other, and they would then use those photographs and send them back to their families and stuff, they had an image of that moment in their lives rather than this sort of whole. So I work in those... I've used those kinds of environments. I've used photography as a way into those environments, and then I've based my work on the research I've done with the people that I've worked with. But I don't actually physically photograph the people that I'm working with in those contexts.
It's really interesting the way you describe that there, because it does make it sound as if like photography is almost as a way into something. It's almost a tool that you're using to facilitate other kinds of dialogues or discussions.
Yes, I think for me, photography is, for my production is very much as a photographer trying to, quite directly communicate. I guess my interest in photography was how effective it is within an advertising context. Now, I'm not interested particularly in selling a product, but I'm interested in the way that we are very astute at understanding image text, sophisticated image and text pieces, advertising very quickly and very effectively in a very sophisticated way. And it seems to me that kind of process can be used to communicate in lots of different ways, and that certainly influenced the way that I use photography. I'm interested in raising issues and ideas through that kind of relationship of the very immediate response to the audience.
Text is an important aspect of a lot of your work. How do you negotiate those relationships between the written word and the visual image?
Text is, I think, essential in my work, and it's been variable through different projects that I've done. Sometimes I've used text very directly from the people that I've been working with to raise some of, very specifically to give them a voice, to raise very sort of relevant issues. So if you take the work that I did in a women's prison, I wanted to not fulfil the desire that we have as people outside of the prison system to see what a murderer looks like, or a drug smuggler, or whatever, and to have her story in the way that perhaps a TV documentary would do. But what I was interested in is the issues for women incarcerated in these hidden prisons. Most of us don't go into prisons most of the time. So I was interested in giving those people a voice about some of the issues that are actually very different for women in prison than they are for men in prison. And so I used quotes from some of the women that I worked with alongside constructed images to try and raise and tease out some of those ideas. A lot around the family, the domestic environment, those kinds of things, where women, even in prison for quite long periods of time, are quite often still sort of trying to maintain a family somewhere else, and this kind of complex relationship that happens, and some of those sorts of issues. Mm-hmm. So the text there was using specifically people's voices, the things that they've said. In other work that I've done, the text challenges the way that you read the picture, and that may come from a whole range of sources. But the idea of the text within the image is that it actually questions, or makes the viewer question, I hope, what they're looking at, and how they're looking at it, really.
Yeah, so in that sense, the relationship between text and image is really opening up, rather than answering questions,
yes.
Opening up dialogue.
Absolutely. I mean, I think my work is very much about raising those questions. It's not about answering them. It's about giving voice to people without necessarily having the answers to that. Mm. You know, what are the answers? If prison is not the right place for women, and I think there's an argument that, certainly an argument in society generally, that is the case, then what is the answer? Well, I don't have the answers to that. I'm just raising some of those issues, because it's quite easy to avoid those issues.
Mm. I think it's interesting that you said at one point that you're not a documentary photographer. Just wondering, where do you see your photography, your work, sitting? I think it sits really nicely in a gallery context. Is it comfortable there?
I suppose a lot of my work started at a time when there was in Britain, there were a whole number of small photographic galleries. Mm. And in lots of ways it sat very happily in that environment. Mm. So those small independent photographic galleries that dealt particularly with photography, or only with photography, and covered a great range of work. I always felt that it, and had a different audience perhaps than the more mainstream gallery circuit, and I felt that the work often operated quite well in those kinds of environments. I think some work sits happily in you know, much more public spaces than that. But I think as that has changed, that's more problematic for me, because I feel less comfortable in a more formal gallery environment, although that's often where the work sits, which raises things like, well, the internet's quite an interesting place to start to explore for that kind of different type of space and environment, and publishing as well. Mm-hmm. So I think it's not an easy answer. I don't have an easy answer of where my work belongs. I think it comes from a time when there were very definite spaces for that kind of debate to happen.
Reading between the lines, is what you've just said, does it imply a sort of criticism or a frustration about what's available for photographers, contemporary photographers?
Yes, I think it does. I think I can see why we have shifted towards the sort of much more clearly fine art space or museum space, but I think it's closed down some of the things that photography does really well. Mm. And I think that losing those spaces that had a slightly different role to play, and therefore a different audience at times as well, is a shame. And I think there are lots of reasons why that's been driven, but for me, I think that's closed down some of those debates that were much broader than the gallery market.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.